From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump has decided to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program. It shielded 800,000 young undocumented immigrants from deportation. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin said he was disappointed by the president's move.
The first and only direct conversation which I've had with President Trump was the day of his inauguration, and I thanked him for the kind words he said about Dreamers and DACA. He looked me in the eye and he said, "Don't worry about those kids. We're going to take care of those Dreamers."
Congress will have 6 months to act if it wishes to continue to allow those affected to remain in the United States. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley said that more sanctions on North Korea are unlikely to change the country's behavior.
The reasons we're pushing for so many sanctions, you know, do we think more sanctions are going to work on North Korea? Not necessarily. But what does it do? It cuts off the revenue that allows them to build ballistic missiles.
Haley said on Monday she wants the United Nations Security Council to vote on September 11th to impose tougher sanctions on North Korea over its sixth and largest nuclear test. China and Russia say additional sanctions against Pyongyang will do little to ease tensions on the Korean Peninsula. Hurricane Irma is the most powerful storm ever recorded in the Atlantic Ocean. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says the Category 5 storm has winds of up to 297 kph as it approaches the Leeward Islands of the Northeast Caribbean. Florida Governor Rick Scott is ordering the suspension of road tolls in that state so as residents can flee the area if they choose to evacuate. For additional information, follow Voice of America on social media. This is VOA News.